Welcome to Digital Dialogues. I am joined with Caleb Erskine to talk about how anime has become more accessible through the use of technology. Thank you for being here, Caleb.
You're welcome. Hello. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too, because I think out of everyone I know, you probably know anime the best.
Well, thank you. I don't feel like I am that professional in that, but I do enjoy, and I have watched it for quite a long time, actually, funnily enough.
Well, on that note, I wanted to talk to you about how you used to watch it growing up versus now, because I remember watching anime on, like, YouTube, and it was, like, 20 separate clips for one episode. Like
Part 1B, Part 1C.
Yeah, and it was, like, really, like, low resolution, and now...
By the good old 480p.
Yeah, and now you can just go to Netflix or Hulu or any major streaming platform, and you have the entire, like, series to binge.
Yeah.
So
the main way I ingested anime when I was young, and granted, I didn't even know it was anime. It was Saturday morning cartoons. Oh. You know, you're talking about Fox Kids, Fox Box, Kids WB, all that stuff. Like, you know, Pokemon, Digimon, Spider Riders. I don't know if you ever heard that one.
No. But
it's terrible. Don't watch it. Okay. The best part is the main intro theme. That was my main way of, like, and I didn't even know it was anime at the time. Mm-hmm. And granted, before even that, you know, thanks to 4Kids, like, that was the way a lot of people got introduced mm-hmm. to anime, especially, like, Pokemon. Pokemon being a big one everybody remembers. Everybody woke
I didn't know that was anime. I thought it was just a cartoon.
Exactly. See, everybody
with
thought
like
it was
Sailor Moon.
Because that's what they did, though. Mm-hmm. Even like Sonic X, they brought it over and they made it seem like more American. They changed all the rice balls to jelly-filled donuts or sandwiches. Very strange. Maybe at the time I kind of get it, but also it's just like, it's kind of funny now.
Yeah.
It's a whole meme at this point. But even before that, right, before 4Kids came in, was, you know, back in when anime got started to get popular, you know, and to get it overseas from Japan was nigh impossible. Like, you had to meet some sketchy guy missing an eyeball in the back alley. And for, like, a fan sub, basically, he's like, oh, I translated this here. You want this tape? And, you know, it was, like, some really weird, obscure, hyper-violent anime that you've never heard of before. I never participated in that because I didn't know what anime really was, you know. But that was the way people really got their VHSs. Like, that was the only way. Like, if you were a fan of Japanese animation, that was the only way you could get it. Versus, like, you know, 4Kids, you know, you had to wait for the VHS to come out if you wanted to collect it. But now after the whole YouTube thing, you know, things like, while not particularly anime, you know, the Avatar Last Airbender, like,
right.
Legend mm-hmm. of Korra, the last season or the last half of the season just got put on the internet. And that actually blew up a lot. So companies all of a sudden were like, oh, wait, this is a thing we can do. Because even before then, like with Crunchyroll, right?
Mm-hmm.
Crunchyroll was a pirate website. Don't know if you knew that. Fun fact, they had all the anime there and everybody loved Crunchyroll. They said, go to Crunchyroll if you want to watch anime. That's like the only way you can do it.
I never went to Crunchyroll. No. I still don't use it. I always use this one called, it's like, don't go to it. Do not go to it. But it's called like animefreak.tv. And that's the one I used all the time.
Wow. That.
What? Don't go to it.
I was expecting anything. I'm like, I've never heard that one before. Yeah, I wouldn't go to it. Especially not without an ad block. The other way that we got exposed to anime was Toonami.
Yes.
I know Toonami. I'm kind of all over the place, but.
No.
I have a point. Toonami was a really good way, especially with, like, Gundam and Dragon Ball. That was the only way to experience it. And mm-hmm. that was really the only, like, kind of legal way to watch anime for the longest time. And then they shut it down. So, literally, there was a gap, right, between, like, there was a long gap. I don't have the specific times that you could only watch anime if you pirated it.
Mm-hmm.
But then all of a sudden Crunchyroll's like, well, if you start paying us, we'll support the anime, because that was the whole thing. That was the whole drama, right? The thing was, if you pirate anime, you're not actually supporting their creator. You're just like,
right.
You know.
Like if you illegally download music.
Yeah, exactly. So Crunchyroll's thing was like, well, if you pay us money, we'll give it back to the creators, like, you know, depending on mm-hmm. And one was like, yeah, sure. And then all of a sudden, Crunchyroll became like an actual website at some point, and everybody mm-hmm. was like up in arms. It was like a whole thing because all of a sudden they couldn't have certain anime. I think they were on the verge of being shut down legally because they had basically all the anime. Like, you could just go to Crunchyroll. It was all there.
Right.
Much like other pirating sites now, where it's like pretty much everything is available for free.
And now Crunchyroll has become this big. They have a Crunchyroll like store. I'm looking at like One Piece figurines on this Crunchyroll store, and I'm like, when did this happen?
And it is very weird to see a pirating website go from, you know, pirating anime or streaming pirated anime, right, to having a store, to mm-hmm. having competition like Netflix. You know, Netflix was huge when it came out, and then all of a sudden when they added anime, that kind of opened the floodgates to, like, you know, because it's Crunchyroll, like, you had to know about Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. They didn't advertise openly. Like, you actually had to, like,
search
and look it up. But when Netflix added anime, people were like, What are these kids' cartoons? What are they doing? Because, you know, obviously the people are like, oh, anime is cartoons. It's for kids. I hate that, by the way.
Oh, it's the worst.
It's like, let me show you.
Let me show you why a few this is animes. Not for
kids.
Yeah.
Specifically. Yes, some are, and those are called shonen, but also not every shonen is for kids.
No, let me just tell this you. Subject matter is crazy. And anime is just like anything. You have anime that's meant for mature audiences, and you have anime that's meant for kids.
But, yeah, when Netflix added anime, it really opened the gates to mm-hmm. a lot of casual people to come in. And then all of a sudden, Netflix is trying to do live-action remakes.
I mean,
granted, apparently it's the IP is popular enough to warrant such things, but of course Netflix just throws darts at the board and sees what, like,
oh yeah,
what to cancel, what to green light. Mm-hmm. But still, obviously something had to change, and
there's a
demand, and now we have One Piece live action, which I actually like. It's a really good adaptation,
and it's interesting going now that, like, Netflix is just, it's casually on Netflix and Hulu, and if a kid sees it, they're like, this looks cool, and just clicks it, and they now are in the anime world. Unbeknownst to them, they have no clue what they're getting into, but they're in the anime world, and it's like, I remember going to, like, Blockbuster every week and renting out the same DVD.
I completely forgot about.
I used to rent out the Digimon movie, the Sailor Moon series, Spirited Away. Oh my gosh.
I didn't know you rented out the Digimon movie. Okay.
Yeah.
Cinematic masterpiece. Ignoring even the Angela Anaconda stuff at the very beginning, which was apparently hard edited into the movie. And when I learned that, I said, what? I thought that was just like a pre-movie thing.
Oh, yeah, but like Blockbuster was everything. We used to go there every week, and like, was it Yo-Yo Hakusho? Like, we'd rent out all of them every week.
The ones
that weren't Blu-ray, because my mom didn't let us get Blu-ray, but that's fine. But then, like, in Toonami had such a variety. It wasn't just, like, they had Naruto at the beginning, and as you got later in the night, it got a little more explicit or, like, adult. Yeah. Like, you had Toonami.
It was like Naruto, then
Naruto. And then you hit, like, Blood and Blood Plus, and then you hit Death Note and Ghost in Shell, and I skipped all those. I didn't care about them. But then you hit Inuyasha at 2 a.m., the last one that played, and I couldn't believe I had to wait till 2 a.m. for Inuyasha to play, but whatever.
Yeah, that was very strange.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? I had to sit through all these boring shows I hated to get to Inuyasha. I'm sorry. I don't like serious, dark animes like Ghost in Shell and Death Note, and I just wanted the love story of Inuyasha. And back then, I want to touch on the fact that, like, anime was not socially acceptable to be into. If you were into anime, there was a high chance you got bullied for liking anime.
And everyone's counterpoint to that was it wasn't because you liked anime, it was because you were trying to Naruto run in the playground.
No, absolutely not. I never Naruto run. People, like, I'd have people.
But it was the people who did. Yes. That's why people who liked anime got made fun of.
Well, it's like, well, you all must do that. And it's like, no, some of us just enjoy watching anime. And, like, you brought up Toonami and some people would, like, get it. And you're like, okay. And then other people would be like, you watch that stuff? God forbid you have a sleepover and you try to turn on Toonami.
I think because at some point, for some reason, there's a stigma that you have to start liking more live action stuff, mm-hmm. which is okay to like. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, but it's like you can't watch cartoons anymore. You're an adult. Grow up, watch football.
Now it's so different because you have people just casually sporting, like, Naruto merchandise and symbols and One Piece, and they are casually watching it on their phone or bringing it up in conversation. And now it's more of, like, I would say most people at least know about it. Even if they don't watch, you mention Naruto, and they're like, okay, just, like, or One Piece, and they're like, okay. Most people, adults, are still into Pokemon. Like, they never got out of it because
yeah,
it's Pokemon's universal.
And it's okay to like stuff from
and now
your
it's
childhood,
like socially acceptable to like anime. It's still not as socially acceptable to Naruto run through campus. I had a guy in high school who did that. but you tell what, you know what? People made fun of him, but he looked happy. But now it's, I see people working out and they just have like a shirt on and it has like the like Naruto symbols on it and it's just casual. And I think that's awesome because coming from no one knowing what I was talking about, I would say anime. People go, anime?
Anima? What
anima?
Is that?
They had no clue how to
oh,
even
you
say
mean
anime.
The Japanese cartoons?
Yeah, and they give you a weird
like
look.
The manga?
And now it's like, I would say, and maybe I'm just talking from my circle, but just casually, I see it like everywhere.
Let me give you an example. Mm. Yesterday, I went to Chick-fil-A, right? Just because I'm like, you know what? I needed a large Sprite. So I'm going to go Chick-fil-A with no ice. The lady at the counter up front or did the drive through was like, I like your lanyard. And I have a fairy tale lanyard on. I don't know if anybody. Well, no, you can't see. It's a podcast. So
from
I'm
the
wearing,
anime fairy tale.
I'm wearing a fairy tale lanyard, which is an anime from the. You're right. Mm-hmm. What you said. I'm losing my thought now. But then I was like, oh, thank you. I was like, wow. A lot of people know what this is, which is crazy because fairy tales one of those not really popular because most of the anime community makes fun of it for some reason because they're haters, I guess. But I think definitely like the change of basically getting bootleg fan sub VHSs to Blockbuster to Saturday morning cartoons, right? For like mm-hmm. my generation,
the clips on YouTube.
To clips on YouTube in several parts that probably took 3 days to upload in between, you know, and then to 480p to full on just streaming. And this is, I knew how like things would change when Toonami was airing Mega Man Star Force mm-hmm. when that like first aired. And I believe after the episode aired, they would upload, Cartoon Network would upload it to the internet. Mm-hmm. And that's where, like, that's the only way I could do it because my grandfather, he, like, changed his cable at the time or something had happened. And that was, like, one of the only ways I could watch it was booting up his internet and watching it on his computer. To just full on, oh, now you just turn on the TV and you go to Netflix or Crunchyroll's not on televisions right now for some reason. Mm-hmm. So you boot up a console or something and or the website or a phone app. It's mm-hmm. so much easily it's just readily available. Mm-hmm. And in because of the ease of access, it's become more mainstream, more accepted, air quote, you know, by the mm-hmm. greater just community at large. So I think that's really cool.
Yeah, no longer waiting every Saturday or waiting for your mom to take you to Blockbuster. We're talking to that sketchy guy outside of the alley. It's just most people have some streaming platform, and whatever streaming platform you have, I guarantee there's some sort of anime on it, no matter what, if it's live action or not.
Most of.
On that note, we need to talk about how fans have kind of skyrocketed anime to where it's at today, such as cons and fan art and fanfics and all this fan-related content that and communities that people can join. There's apps on your phone where you can join, like Anime Go or something like that. You can join anime communities, and there's some that's just for anime, and there's some that's for specific animes, and there's online communities like forums. And
I know there's like any list that you go and you rate anime, and you can talk about anime.
And I think those bonds are so strong, because anime to me, out of a lot of the, you know, stuff I've been into throughout my life, like K-pop and all that good stuff, anime to me is one of the strongest, like, communities, purely because I think a lot of it is these people who grew up liking anime and it wasn't socially acceptable, and then you find your people and it's like this aha moment where they actually understand what you're talking about and know the names you're saying and they know how to pronounce it right. And
yeah,
they're not looking at you crazy. And like cons, when I was younger, I wanted to go to a con so bad, an anime con, because it was, I want to be with people who like what I like. And I come from, like, I'm a smaller town where this is not a thing unless you find a very, like, specific group of people. So have you ever been to a con or been in a fan community or something like that?
There was the longest time where the only thing I knew about a con was that it was something on television, because people would talk about, oh, I'm going to a con, and I wouldn't ever know where to go. Card games is another one. I grew up wanting to play, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! And stuff. Well, you know, there was someone gave me a poster that had, like, all the list of, like, places to go. And I think at one point I even looked online where to, like, you know, gather, because that was the only way you could do it back in the day. And I went, nobody played with me, but, you know, except for, like, one person who I kicked his butt, and because it was all older kids. And so it was, like, me and this other kid. They were, like, he was maybe a little younger than me. But I played and kicked his butt, and he cried about it. And I was like, oh, and then nobody played with me. Aww. So I was like, all right, I'll never do this again, because nobody wanted to play. But, yes, to find your community, it is, like, the basic kind of human desire. Like, you want to talk to people about, you know, other stuff. I have a best friend that he's really into this whole going and talking online about stuff, because he likes to read the manga, and obviously the manga is, like, further ahead in the story, and he wants to talk manga spoilers. I'm like, please don't talk to me about that,
right?
Or I will never talk to you again, because if you spoil One Piece for me, I'm gonna lose my mind, you know.
It's like, I'm completely spoiled, but yeah. God forbid.
Don't
try to look
anything
up one character, and then you get, like, don't ever go to, like, One Piece Wiki. My God.
Just don't go to a wiki. Just don't even.
Don't even look up what a character, because you're going to get ruined.
Yeah.
That was such a sad. Yeah.
But just, like, the resources that, again, we have now have developed and changed over time. You know, where it was, like, you could only connect with, like, a small group of nerds at your local school, versus now you could connect with nerds all over the world, and they all want to talk about One Piece and anime and all the other stuff that's happening out there. You know, the fandoms and stuff, they call them. There's even an app called Fandom. I don't know if that's... No, that's a wiki. Fandom wiki. I think it is also an app that people go on and talk about stuff. I don't know how it's doing, but there was an app being advertised all over YouTube at some point. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I never participated in it because I'm like, I'm good.
Like, my sister, she's really into anime, and there was an app, and I can't remember the name at the current moment, but it was just an app dedicated to anime, and she was actually somehow, she was on the app so much and communicating with people so much, she became, like, an administrator of the app. And so she, like, ran groups and campaigns, and it was this huge thing. And that's, like,
that's pretty hardcore.
The internet. Just the internet.
You're not talking about, like, Discord, are you?
No.
Okay.
No, it was, like, just an app. It was Anime A, Anime Something, Amigo. Anime Amigo. Is that it?
Oh, it might have been Amigo, what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I remember that. That was all over the place. But wow, that's...
She rose up the ranks.
To chitty chat so much, you become like a leader, basically.
She's a leader. No, it's so crazy. But like, I really wanted to go. And now cons are more accessible too, because they caught on. They're more popular. You can find them in Pensacola. Like the closest ones, Pensacola, Destin. The one happens here every year, I think.
Creative Con.
And then there's huge ones like Dragon Con or Anime Expo.
Yeah, I've never been to a huge one. I've always been to one.
Terrified to go to a huge one.
In like Destin or like a little past Destin, whatever that one's called. And then the one here. Otherwise, I've never gone to like Atlanta for like the big con. It's a little much for me. I mean, I don't mind it. I'm sure I would have a blast if I went, but also it's a little expensive. Just like a little pricey just because of, you know, people selling stuff. The way a community just comes together, there is something quite beautiful about it that, you know, like somebody could wear a cosplay and be like, I know what that is. And then they'll be like, oh, thank you. Like, that makes me feel real good. And it's just like to see their like faces light up and everything.
I'm not alone face.
Yeah, the I'm not alone. And then just to see like other people, like it just makes you feel good. Mm-hmm. Like you're not alone. You're not in this by yourself. You can talk to other people about it. You can talk all the One Piece spoilers away from me in the corner.
But fan content, and also them posting on social media, because you go to Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest is one I recently signed up for because of One Piece, and you see all the fan art, and it's just glorious. And it's so easy to click and share, and then another person gets exposed to anime, and it's easier to access because all you need is a Wi-Fi connection. You can go to your library. I didn't have a computer growing up, so I went to our local library, and I watched anime on the computer in the library.
The internet was so hard to, like,
Everyone has internet now, but back then it's like we didn't have like a home computer. We didn't have laptops.
If you had a home computer, you had dial up. If you didn't have that, you had to go to the library. And if you didn't have a library that had internet, you didn't know.
Yeah, and now you go to like Books a Million, you have a whole section dedicated to manga. You go to Target, the book section, I guarantee there's a section dedicated to manga. There's also a section that just has a bunch of merchandise from various animes. It's so accepted. And then video games like Smash Bros. I remember when I first played Smash Bros. For like the GameCube. I think it was the GameCube. Melee. I was floored when I saw like Pikachu or Jigglypuff, and I was like, oh my god! And if you're not deep into anime, you may still think that's a cartoon. It's not. It's an anime.
It is technically an anime, just like. Fun fact I like to share because it's something I learned recently. And it makes sense. The Christmas specials, you see the stop motion Christmas specials?
Yeah.
Anime.
What?
That was all made in Japan.
Like?
It was animated in Japan. The stop motion was animated in Japan. So it's like.
Like the Santa Claus one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And if you look at the eyes, I'm like, oh, that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense now.
Interesting.
It was like the only unfortunate thing is we had no idea who worked on those. I think because everybody else, like all the English names got credited. The guy who owned the studio that animated it was credited. And that's like the only Japanese name. But otherwise, we don't know who.
Wow.
We don't know who animated it. So it is rather unfortunate. And if you go to Japan, they have a museum dedicated because they have the original models, a lot of them. Some of them made them over here, right? But a lot of them stayed in Japan.
Interesting.
Just a fun fact if you didn't know.
Many people who are probably going to listen to this and be like, you're lying. That's American.
Nope. The Rankin Bass was animated in Japan, thereby technically making it anime.
Have you, just to touch back a little bit, have you ever binged watched an anime because of a streaming service? Like, I was talking about One Piece earlier, animefreak.tv. Don't go there. I'm going to say that every time I say that website name. I think I binged watched, God, this summer. I probably watched like 30 episodes of One Piece a day. That's unhealthy, but don't do that.
That is super unhealthy. I don't know how.
But it's more accessible now.
Let me see if I had to choose. I know Fairy Tail was one that I really got into just because I liked the vibe of it. I mean,
I tried.
It's a fun. You should try again.
I probably will.
It's a fun time. Like you just turn your. It's not one of those you have to think too hard about.
And I love their soundtrack, their score.
I literally listen to that soundtrack all the time.
Didn't you get married to a...
Yes.
Just pull that little nugget out there.
I almost cried when that came on because I had no idea. I said...
Oh, did she surprise you?
Yeah. That part, when she started walking down the aisle and that came on, I said, no.
No, but yes, but no.
Like the main theme, but it was like this... I'm tearing up right now. Just
oh, no.
It was such a good...
Oh, this is the sweetest moment. Oh!
It was a good moment. It's fine. I'm telling you, Fairy Tail is worth the watch if you just watch it and turn your brain off a little bit. Just have fun with it. Watch the characters do their thing.
But have you ever met anybody who discovered anime through Netflix? Because I feel like a lot of people I know were into anime as kids, like I was. But now it's so casual. Like kids today, I don't know any of them because I just don't have kids in my life, but they could just find it from Netflix.
I want to say, my sister actually.
Really?
Yeah. She started, because you know, we got Netflix or she got Netflix or something like that. And there's anime on there. So I think she started watching Soul Eater. I was like, well, okay, interesting choice. And then she's watched some other stuff. She's not, like, super into it, but she's at least, like, watched it and experienced stuff.
That's so interesting.
I know. I said, oh, okay. I know. I was like, you know, mixed feelings about the ending, of course, but...
To each their own.
You know, it was a fun time. I liked Soul Eater. I wish there was more.
That's interesting because now people, it's just a casual watch. They casually watch it. I worked at a news station, and I remember one of the PAs coming in, and he just casually had One Piece on, was working, and had One Piece on the computer. And it was a casual watch. And to me, I'm not that kind of person. If I'm watching it, I'm invested. Like, everyone be quiet. I got my snacks. I'm watching this. But now it's just, like, casually, like, have some anime on in the background. Because it's, like, I think because it's more accessible now, it's also dubbed more now. English dub is basically when an anime, they do English voiceovers versus English sub is English... Right. Subtitles. And now more animes are dubbed because I think it's more popular in English-speaking countries that they're like, well, let's pump the dub out. And so it appeals to people.
To get a hold of a dub was an act of God.
A good one, too. Because some of them sucked. Good,
like, there's certain dubs of Dragon Ball. I think the Ocean dub is very infamous in that it's very bad.
Yeah. And then when we talk about anime and... We can talk about the advances on technology, just like iPhone, having basically a portable TV with you. And like Netflix apps, you can get that on your tablet or iPhone, and now you can watch anime on the go. Those kinds, and I watch anime on my phone purely because I don't have a TV I can like hook it up to. I don't like watching on my computer because I'm distracted and I like to multitask. So I watch it on my phone on the go. And you recently bought a soundbar.
Well, we bought a soundbar because, you know, our TV's audio wasn't the best. I think we did specifically buy the soundbar for the One Piece.
Yeah, I know.
Episode that aired. Which, I don't know what that says about us, but you know what?
It says it's you're smart. But it's just those advances in technology where it's become more accessible to watch it, like, when you're on a trip. If you're... In the doctor's office waiting, you put your headphones in, you have your phone, you have the app, and you can watch, or the Crunchyroll app, and you can watch any anime you want.
I think nowadays, now that more people are traveling, especially our generation, portable devices specifically have really revolutionized how we ingest media, whereas, like, you know, you would have to take a VHR with you or have a van that can play movies and stuff. You know, they don't really, they sort of make those nowadays, not as much, not like they used to anyways. I'm an old man.
I remember when I first figured out it was called anime. It was like on the DVDs I used to get from Blockbuster, they had like commercials for other animes on it. And I was, oh my God, I used to be so upset because I couldn't find those animes at Blockbuster, but the trailer made it look so cool. I'd be so upset. But then there was this one commercial specifically for watching anime. And it's like, you want to watch anime? This, this, this. And I was like, anime? And my world opened up. And so I unhinged on an obsession. And I remember going to my mom and showing her that commercial. And I was like, Mom, I want to watch, can we get this? I want to watch anime. And she was like, I'll look into it. She never looked into it. She never looked into it. But because it was probably really expensive because it was a specialty thing. It probably would have cost her like an arm and a leg to get that.
And again, that was one of the only ways to legally watch stuff like mm-hmm. that for the longest time.
Either go to a shady website or just pay a bunch of money.
Yep.
Also, you know what? You want to talk about the distribution of anime? Let me get into this. We have a student assistant who was wearing a One Piece t-shirt, and I was like, hey, I like your t-shirt. And he was like, oh, thanks, I've never watched it. And I was like, excuse, what? How, why are you wearing the t-shirt?
Blasphemous.
His parents just knew he was into anime and got it for him for Christmas. That is how accessible and popular anime is now, that they just picked up a random anime t-shirt. One of the, like, if not the most popular anime in the world, gifted it to their son, who had never seen, who's into anime, but he had just never watched One Piece. And, like, I know what it is. This other student, most people in the room know what it is. And I'm like, so your parents were just able to get that at a Target. They didn't have to go to, like, FYE.
Target.
They didn't have to go to a Books a Million.
Target specifically.
Walmart, Target,
has
anything.
Has specialized, like, rack of clothes that has, like, Demon Slayer, Yu Yu Hakusho, like, all the old stuff, too. And it's like, what is even happening?
And why your parents knew to grab an anime t-shirt.
Oh, this that is almost the equivalent of, oh, my grandson likes video games. Here's Bobby's designer home for the DS. Here you go, son.
Yeah, but it's,
oh, great. Yay, I'll never touch this. Thank you, grandfather.
But now, but that's so crazy. That's how accessible it is now, is you used to have to order, like, t-shirts and merchandise off of websites and pay, like, a crap ton for shipping because it was imported from Japan.
Yep.
And have to worry about the sizes because the sizing over there is not like American sizes. If you're a medium, you better order an XXXL.
Yeah. If there's even certain websites dedicated to procuring stuff from across mm-hmm. the ocean.
And that's interesting because, like, I remember, like, when I wanted to buy Japanese stuff, I think it was called J-Box, something like that. And it's not like a box. Like, you get a box delivered. No, it was just a website. But everything was from Japan. And so, bro, I was so into One Piece growing up in middle school. I spent my hard-earned money on One Piece gummies that looked like the characters and the fruit from One Piece. It was like a small package. Probably cost like $25, and I paid for it, and it got there, and I ate the gummies, and I cried because I had to wait for this to get shipped. It took like a month. It was gummies that here would be like $2, was $25, and like shipping to get it over here, and I was so enthralled with these gummies. I kept the wrapper because I was like, I paid $25 for this. I'm keeping the wrapper that has the characters on it in the Japanese writing. I don't care. And now I can just, like, get Pocky somewhere that's Naruto-themed. Or, like, Hello Kitty does all these crossovers with anime.
Yeah,
you
crazy.
Go to, like, Five Below, there's a whole anime section. And I'm like, I
Five
paid,
Below, and then they even have their own anime.
I use every single source of my money to get these gummies. And I kept the wrapper. And now look at where we are. I went through pain.
There's even an entire store that I think we would have died
mm-hmm.
as children. I don't know if you've ever been to Box Lunch.
Oh, my God, yes.
I walked in. I said, these children have it so good. I am angry.
I have a sweater
This
from
is
there.
The equivalent of an old man paying off his student loans and then getting mad when they say they're going to pay off our student loans, which they never did. by the way, fun update. That it is the equivalent of, like, I would have killed for this,
like, you
as
don't,
a child.
It's the equivalent of your parents saying, like, how they got to school. They had to cross a river and a highway and fight a wolf. And it's like, that is what it was like in the, like, 90s, early 2000s, trying to get anything that had to do with anime.
I walked uphill both ways in the snow for 12 miles.
I paid $50 for gummies. gummies.
I paid $50 for gummies.
Ah, it's crazy.
Kids got it good these days. They got it.
But
good.
I'm happy they do, and I'm happy I'm sure a lot don't get, like, since it's so universal now, more acceptable. I'm like, I hope you're having a better time with it than I did.
Merchandise is crazy. I think when we were growing up, I think merchandise was undervalued, but like just the way it is now, mm-hmm. like it would have been amazing, and I'm glad like we have it to where it is now versus like back in the day, like you had to pay $25 for gummies. But now we have like shoe brands mm-hmm. doing like straw hat themed
Peepin' Dana shoes.
Like straw hat themed shoes, and they're like, even with the power of the internet, people who can do custom stuff for like Game Boys or mm-hmm. shoes or I'm just talking in general, like clothes. You can like order pieces of clothes just because somebody does this from their shop. The internet has Etsy. Been such an amazing thing. Yeah, Etsy. I have a stained glass Metroid.
That's awesome.
Because of Etsy, which is really cool. I love stained glass.
I'm literally looking at embroidered sweaters with like One Piece themes on them. God, Etsy. This has become an Etsy promo. It's not. But that's the one thing. It's fan-made things. Make it more accessible.
We're circling back around. It's all comes back together.
Is there anything, before we wrap this up, because I have no doubt we could talk for another hour about this, that you want to give your final thoughts on this topic?
I think it's really great, again, what we have now, just the merchandise, the accessibility of streaming services, the internet, how it's become more mainstream, which has had some drawbacks, you know, obviously because you have more people weighing their opinions on certain things, and you're just like, shut up, please. I don't want to hear this. And I think it's really beautiful and amazing that, you know, we can all connect together as a community online or even in person. We can talk about stuff and not get become an outcast for talking about Naruto and One Piece. And, you know, and I think merchandising is great nowadays because, you know, companies, they see that this is popular enough to warrant such things. And again, that also comes with other drawbacks as well, because then we'll get stuff that we're like, I didn't really want this, but, you know, here it is. You know, but then we also get really good stuff like live action One Piece, which again is a really fine adaptation, especially if you're like not wanting to watch air quote cartoons, you can still pretty much experience the One Piece story, which is a really good story. And it even adds some stuff.
You know, even on that note, before we actually, one more thing. I've been trying.
One more thing.
When I was into anime, I was telling my dad about One Piece, and I used to talk about it all the time. And they listen, but with that vacant stare.
Yeah.
And my dad, I came home one day, and my dad was watching the live action One Piece. And he started telling me about it. He started educating me on One Piece. And I said, excuse you. No, no, ma'am, no ham, no turkey. You are not going to tell me about One Piece. I'm 1,000 episodes deep. You have no right to tell me about One Piece.
Batman, I was born in the darkness. You were merely adopted.
I was floored that he had the gall to be like, do you know this? They're like, Luffy? And I was like, oh, do I? Yeah, I do, Dad. You tell me $25 for gummies. Anyways, I had to go on that tangent. But as a whole, it's... I think we're both happy with the way things have progressed and changed since.
It's become for the better. Some things are a little worse.
I think you have to be more careful.
You do have to be more careful with things.
Just because it is a little, like, the merchandising is a little oversaturated, as I mentioned before.
Our generation's pretty smart about that. Other people might not be so well versed in the world.
Just do your research.
Yeah, pretty much.
And don't go to back alleys. And don't visit the website I talked about through this entire thing. Anyways, thank you for being on Digital Dialogues with me, Caleb. I had a great time. And join me next episode where I sit down with another guest and we delve into the world of digital media and its advances. Ooh, thank you for listening.